Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of No Bullshit Talks. So this episode is actually going to be the last one in the season. Boo-hoo! But it means that we'll be back for season two, which will be bigger and better than ever. But on to that in a moment. I'm going to explain what's happening in this episode. You'll have noticed that I am by myself today, so I've got no guests. So apologies if you're turning up expecting for interesting chat with someone else. You've just got me. So this is the last episode of season one, and I thought I'd close it out by telling you everything that I've learned about podcasting. So if you've seen the pilot episode, you will have heard that was the first time I'd ever podcasted, not just recorded one, but even listened to one or had anything to do with one. So I had absolutely no idea what was going on. I was a full-on podcast noob. I pretty much still am, to be honest. So I'm 30 episodes in and I have still got so much to learn, but I've learned a ton of stuff along the way. And so I thought I'd kind of share with you some of those things I've learned, because some of you might be listening thinking, I want to do my own podcast. It sounds like fun. You just get to have interesting conversations, put stuff out there. But it's such hard work. I'm telling you, it's so much hard work. One of the questions that people always ask me is, how much money do you make off your podcast? And it's such a ridiculous question, because you just don't know true ROI about your podcast. You put it out there, and do you know which of your clients, unless they specifically tell you, of course, do you know which of your clients are actually came to you because of your podcast? Maybe not. You can't measure it exactly when you're starting out. And I certainly can't yet. So for me, it's not about that. I absolutely love all the conversations I've had. I've learned something from every episode. I've come across some amazing people. So I see insane value just from that conversation. However, it is a lot of hard work. Now, I think I probably spend about 15 hours a week on my podcast. That's, you know, going through guest applications, seeing who's right for the show. That's, you know, prepping for it, doing the research on them. That's obviously recording it. That's editing it. That's, you know, finding the right clips that would be good, putting those out on social media, and then just, you know, doing stuff around it. Like now we're turning each episode into a blog post. There's a lot of stuff that goes into each podcast. So I'd say that if you don't have the time to dedicate, then probably don't do it. Although I've done a video podcast. Those of you who are listening to the audio, we're also on YouTube. We've also put the social media clips online. And editing video is a lot more of a commitment. So if you're just doing audio, I think that will slice that workload down probably more than half. So I think the video is what takes up a lot of the time. And I think audio one is a lot easier. But what else have I learned? I've learned that most people are really fame hungry. I get so many applications. And just to give you some context, I get at least 5 a day coming in. And we're a teeny tiny podcast compared to the likes of all the big hotshots out there. So God knows how many they get in every day. But I get at least 5 a day. And most of these people all seem to do the same thing. They all seem to have the same story, the same angle, and it's just nothing interesting about them. But they're only looking for fame. They think they're God's gift to whatever they're doing. And they think that we'd be so lucky to have them on the show. Now, I'm a new show. We're a small show, so getting guests isn't that easy. But for some reason we're inundated with applications. So there's obviously a big pool of amazing people out there. What I've realized is that there are some incredible people out there. So I would very much like to be more selective of who I get on my show in future. So I'd say that if you're about to start a podcast, be surprised at the amount of people who are going to apply to be on your show, because you might think that you're just a newbie, you know, just starting out, but it reaches a lot of people. And suddenly if you put your stuff on social media and you type in hashtag podcast, that is what a lot of people just search for. And they will spam every single person with a show in order to contact you and just be a guest. So you'll be inundated with loads of people. And when I first started, I just thought, yes, say yes to everyone, because I'm not going to get anyone on the show. It's going to be impossible to find guests. So season two, going to be a lot more selective of who we have on the show. So make sure they are definitely all game for a no bullshit conversation, because that's what it's about here. We want to have people have no bullshit talks. So what else did I learn? I think I was probably a little bit biased with who I thought was going to be popular. So some of the people that I interviewed, I thought, oh my God, that was an amazing episode. This person was so inspirational. They're incredible. Everyone's going to want to listen to this and put it out there. And then at the same time, I did one, I was like, eh, they were okay. Like, you know, it was good, but it was like, they weren't as good as the other person. Most people don't agree with me, what it seems. Some of the ones that I thought weren't that good have been the most popular podcasts on my list. So it shows you that, well, you're not your audience at all. You need to think about who your audience is, which is ironic considering my job and considering I tell everyone this from a marketing and branding perspective, that your branding is not for you. You need to put yourself in your audience's shoes and work out what they want. I didn't do this myself. And I just thought, okay, well, they're great. So season two is going to be all about my audience. And I'm going to find out what you guys want to listen to, what you guys value, what you've learned the most from, and try and bring those sort of people on the show. So after this episode, it's a little break before I do season two, but I'm going to use that break to gather information about what your favorite episode's been, what, you know, you like to hear, what are the lessons you want to hear, what sort of guests you want to have on the show. So I'm going to be putting some stuff out to my audience. So be prepared for that. What else? I think marketing, that's been hard. I think that, you know, we've got a lot of good content in the show. The episodes have been good. There have been some incredible advice, but it's a lot of work to actually get it out there. So we are, you know, putting stuff on LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram, so all of social media. But now there is pressure for us to put stuff on TikTok. So that's a whole other medium that we're going to have to look at. And then, you know, we're asking to convert them into blog posts, and then we're going to have to put them into email newsletters. There's a lot of stuff. So we are working on that and what the best thing to do is, and, you know, trying to build up a bit of a community for small business owners and entrepreneurs who want no bullshit conversations, who want to learn from other experienced people. So that's something to come, but it's something to think about. And you probably need dedicated people in your team to help you do it, because this is a lot of work for one person, especially if you have a day job. On the marketing front, again, I think it's people who are looking at hashtag podcast as a angle. And I'm getting spammed by people who are wanting to promote the podcast, who are saying, I will guarantee to get you in front of thousands and thousands of people, all this kind of stuff. It's only X amount per month, blah, 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 blah. And I've not taken any of them on because I don't seem serious. I kind of asked them a few questions and it seems a bit spammy, but I get a lot of that as well. So be prepared. You're going to get spammed by a lot of these people. I don't think any of them are any good. I don't know if they're using bots like with the rest of social media, or it's just a case of they're putting it in certain Facebook groups, but they're not targeting your audience at all. I asked some questions on it, and they say they are, but they're not. They don't even listen to the show. So that's another thing. What else? I've learned things about myself as well. So with everything, there are always people who are going to give you some negative feedback. So, you know, I've been so proud as to what I've achieved with this podcast, and it's generally been positive feedback so far. But there has been some negative feedback too. But the most common feedback is that I speak too goddamn fast, is what people say. And I know this. I could try and slow down. I mean, I have tried to slow down in the past, but then I get excited. I get really passionate about a topic, and then it all just comes out. It's like rambling, ranting, and I just can't stop myself. So I am sorry to everyone listening who just does not understand a word I say, but give you a piece of advice. Listen to more episodes and you'll get used to my voice, and then you'll kind of understand what I have to say. There you go. A way to get more viewers. Very clever. But no, on a serious note, I'm going to try and remember this for next year and work on it. That's one of the things I'm going to work on. But my apologies if it's still too fast for you. My only recommendation is that you change the speedometer on the playback speed and slow me down. So, but then my guess, I guess, is probably going to be ultra slow. So I'm sorry. I don't know what else I can do, but that's definitely something I have learned. I guess the other thing is that I would have assumed that every guest that I interview would be so happy to have like sort of free PR material they can share on their social media profiles. But often once we finish an episode, most of the guests don't care. They don't share it. They don't even like the post. They don't even comment and say, thanks for having me on the show. It's like we just didn't even exist. And, you know, they say yes to doing things because it sounds exciting at the time. And then they think, actually, there's no point. I'm not really that bothered by it. So we don't even get a shout out for some of our guests. They don't really seem to care. So that's also interesting. But that takes me back to a question that I'm often asked by so many people who are trying to put content out there is, you know, what's the point of doing all this? It's a lot of effort. And I get asked that a lot about my podcast. Well, you know, if you have to put in this much effort, you're already doing so many things, you're, you know, running your agency, you're doing all your chess coaching, you're running events. Like, why are you then committing to your podcast every single week as well? Not even like a monthly one, but it's every week. Why am I committing to that if it's so much work? And that all comes back down to your classic why. Why are you doing this? If you want to do a podcast because you think that it's going to make you loads of money, then I'd probably urge you to rethink it through. Because yes, okay, the big, big guys make a lot of money from their podcasts, but it takes time. It takes a lot of time. Like with anything, you're not just going to put a podcast out there and expect it to reach millions of people. It's a lot of effort that goes into it. And coming up with content every single week is, again, difficult. So you have to think, why are you doing this? Is it worth your time? And for me, I started a podcast because I loved having conversations with interesting people. I mean, I still do. I will, now I've ramped it up even more, I will go ask random people out for coffee just so that I can have an interesting conversation. And now I've got podcasts, I've got an excuse to do it. So I will find the most intriguing people and I think, wow, I want to know more about them. I'm going to ask to interview them for my podcast. And I absolutely love it personally. I learn so much from it. I think that the conversations are fascinating and I'm asking them questions that other people wouldn't have normally done. So we can find out information about these people that isn't already out there that we can learn from. And I love helping other people. I've been an entrepreneur for, gosh, nearly 15 15 years now. That makes me feel so insanely old. But I've been doing this a long time and I've learned so much along the way. And where I can, I'm always happy to help other people not make the same mistakes that I did. So if I can interview people, bring out those key pillars of advice, any little hidden gems that help everyone along their journey, then I'm going to do this. So this is why I'm doing the podcast, and this is why I'm going to come back for season two. So plans for season two. I am looking to focus more on the UK. A lot of my guests this year have been from the US, but that's because podcasts are huge in the US. Everyone knows about podcasting. Everyone loves podcasting and everyone knows the value of podcasting. So I was able to find some incredible people out there. And so I'm going to try and bring my focus back to the UK. I'm going to kind of do more in-person podcasts. I say more. I'm going to start doing in-person podcasts, which is a whole new level of what we're going to do. So hopefully you'll see in this room a new podcast set up in a couple of months' time where I'll be bringing guests in and doing stuff in person. So that'll be a new challenge. And I'm sure that I'll be updating people what I've learned about that setup. And there'll be more stories from people who have had a really tough journey, but I've learned a lot of things along the way and are now super successful at what they do and inspiring others to make a difference. And that's the sort of people I want to have on the show. So if you've got any recommendations, please feel free to hit me up on social media. I would love to have guest recommendations, but as a priority, I'm looking for people in the UK, people who can come into the office, have a good chat with me, and find an inspiration for others and to inspire them on their entrepreneurial journey. So that's what it is. And this is my episode of everything that I've learned from recording season one of No Bullshit Talks. And I'm so excited to come back next week. Not next week. I'm so excited to come back for next season of No Bullshit Talks, where hopefully it'll be bigger and better than ever. So until then, peace out. This is me, Sabrina Chavans, host of No Bullshit Talks. Thank you so much for listening to this season, and I'll see you next season.